ABC Radio Australia.
We are going to head to the Solomon Islands, where a large explosion rocked Honiara overnight. Police say a World War II bomb exploded in West Honiara near Town Ground Rugby Stadium last night. Thankfully, only one person was injured. A young man is in stable condition in hospital with injuries to one of his arms. For more, we're joined by my colleague Robert Iroga, publisher of Solomon Islands Business Magazine Online, who lives near the site of the explosion. Robert, good fellow morning, one talk.
Hey, good morning, and bula to Lizzie.
Vinaka, thank you for joining us on the show, Robert. So, take us through, what did you hear and see last night?
Yeah, good morning. I was just like, my house is just a few hundred meters away from where the explosion occurred. It was after around 6:30 p.m. yesterday. When a huge bomb exploded at Town Ground, just opposite the rugby stadium, and it caused a lot of panic. A lot of people were running all over the place, and of course there was a big fireball coming out from in the air as a result of the blast. It was shocking and, yeah, very frightening, even from where I was. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on your Facebook last night, Robert, and also wondered what happened. Have you since found out what caused the bomb to explode?
Correct. I managed to run down not long after the bomb exploded. And it happened quite surprisingly. There was a fire that was lit to a kind of a dead tree, and the fire has been burning for the last few days, and it got down all the way down to the root of the tree and the ground, and it caught up with the bomb, and that's what caused the explosion. That's what the people from the explosive ordnance told me last night. It was caused by a fire which has been lighting there for some time, and they said the threat from the bomb had already gone by the blast, but they will be coming back today to do further scan if there are many more bombs or other bombs still in the area.
That sounds pretty dangerous, Robert, and you're saying that only one person was injured, but were there other people nearby?
Correct, yes. You know, Solomon's betelnut is a very popular kind of commodity, and people chew them every 5 meters, there's a stall or people selling market. And there was some young people were selling some betelnuts around the place when the explosion happened. And the person was believed to be around that place, and he was caught, not so much caught, but he was shocked. And then the bomb didn't hit him or her directly. But what happened was that that was like the blast that caused what happened to actually injured some part of his body, but it's not really clear at this stage. According to my colleague, it's a minor one, yeah.
But Robert, this is, I mean, I'm glad to know that this was minor, but this is not an isolated incident, is it? You had incidents like this before.
No, the way I live, it's called Lengakiki, and a few years ago, some people were also doing some cooking when a bomb exploded, resulting in a few deaths this time, and it's quite littered with bombs, according to some of these people, experts, and they had spoken against people lighting fires for big fires around our community here, even burning bushes. They're quite worried about, because it might cause the bombs to explode. So it's quite dangerous. There was a story of a young child who was only a few meters away from the bomb, and she just escaped by like a few meters by the skin of her teeth. She went to a shop. And she was coming home, and then she just walked by the bomb, and a few meters away, the bomb exploded. Yeah, that's what the father told me last night, yeah.
But Robert, Honiara was the site of a major battle during the Second World War. How much contamination remains within the city as a result of that?
A few years ago, I ran a map on where the possibility of where the bombs were dropped, and it's almost everywhere in Honiara is littered with bombs. So it is quite dangerous for people living here. And we are now 80 years now, and then some of the bombs are getting old, and they can easily be touched, and then they get exploded. So that's what is happening right now. So right, it's a huge battleground here in Honiara between the Americans and the Japanese. The bomb last night was an American one, according to the police. Yeah.
Robert, do you personally ever see remnants from the war ever lying around when you were growing up?
Yes, yes. Actually, we in my job previously, the Solomon Star, some people were just digging next to us, and then they found a bomb, and we did a story on that. And just recently, I actually saw a live bomb. People carried it out from one of the communities up where I live. So it's quite something that is known, or that is can be easily seen here by communities because of the massive amount of bombs that were really thrown into this this area during the Second World War, either by the Americans or the Japanese on each other.
Do people in Honiara live in fear, basically, of leftover remnants of the war?
We do, but we even more getting fear if you know, issues like this happen. And last night it brought back a lot of memories of the realities of living in Honiara. And we continue to call on those responsible to help us to scan some of our places, especially places where people live now. To actually clear them of these old bombs which were dumped here in Honiara.
That was Robert Iroga, publisher of Solomon's Business Magazine. I want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Lute, and have a nice day.